Rabbi said, we're going to finish off Perek Ches now. The Navi says, now Gehazi, this is very interesting, because we see Gehazi still has tremendous kovod and derech eretz for his Rebbe Elisha. You see the way he talks to the king, vayim mesaper lamelech, asher hechias hameis, vayim Gehazi al hamelech, zayse isha, vizeh ben asher hechias Elisha. Anyway, understandably, Gehazi still has tremendous derech eretz for his Rebbe. Tremendous derech eretz for his Rebbe. Chazal tell us, Vayovoy Elisha Damesek. Elisha went now to Damesek. Why did he go to Damesek? So Chazal tell us, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Davkuf Zayin. It's also found in the Yalkut Shemini. Omer Rabbi Yechanan Sheholach Lahachzik Gehazi B'tshuva. So Elisha went to bring Gehazi back, to make him a Baal Tshuva. The Chazal. So you would think, Elisha is so enthralled by his Rebbe, and his Rebbe comes to bring him to become a Baal Tshuva, you'd think it would make Ashpa. And it's not so poshut even that he was allowed to go to get him. A lot of the Achronim ask, how is Elisha allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? L'chaim was Osir. It was Osir for Elisha to leave Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to leave from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Only L'lmoy Torah Lisa Yisha L'hatzol Menachem. You're not allowed to stop and leave Eretz Yisrael. So the Achronim ask, how is Elisha even allowed to leave? How is Elisha allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? Could they lehachzik Gehazi b'tshuva? They ask it for a kasha. So you should know, grade, there's a big machlokes rishonim in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel, whether it's only these three things you could leave Eretz Yisrael, or you can even leave Eretz Yisrael for other things. These three are just examples. Tosfos has a tzad that you could leave for any mitzvah. Machlokes rishonim. Some Rishonim say these three are an example. Some Rishonim say only these three mitzvahs because they are considered mitzvah rabbah. So the Achronim ask, if you hold that you can only leave Eretz Yisrael for Lisa Isha, L'lumoy Torah, L'hatzel Miyad Akum, how is Elisha allowed to leave? To be Machzer Gehazi B'tshuva. Okay. I have a simple pshat to explain it. You could say that this is pikuach nefashos. There are many gedolei achronim that hold that al pidin, you're allowed to machal Shabbos if somebody's in a matzav of a ruchnius danger. It's brought down in the halacha. You're allowed to machal Shabbos to bring them back. Heimiro, if a woman is heimiro doso, you're allowed to go be machal Shabbos to bring the person back. As I state, you're allowed to be machzer them. To bring the person back, they stayed. Why? Because it's pikuach nefashos. Just like you allowed a machal Shabbos to save somebody's life, you allowed a machal Shabbos to save somebody spiritually. The same halacha. So based on that, some want to say that nemeila avada Elisha could go. It's mamish pikuach nefashos. Yeah, Mendelah, pikuach nefashos. Of course, Elisha could leave. Of course, he could leave. A lot of leave even for stam mitzvahs. Zichri, a lot of leave for pikuach nefashos. But eich she'iyah, this is an uncommon occurrence that Elisha should come to leave Eretz Yisrael, the car of Gehazi, and Gehazi's years of homeless from his Rebbe. So you think he would zichri be makabel. So what does Gehazi tell? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Gehazi tells his Rebbe, I can't do tshuva. Yeah. He turns him down. Elisha comes to bring Gehazi back. And Gehazi tells Elisha, I can't do tshuva. Can't do it. You know why? Because you told me I can't do tshuva. Listen to the Gemara. Kach mekublani mimcho. Elisha comes, he says, come, do tshuva. He says, I can't do tshuva. You know why? Because you taught me, ha-choyti u-machti es-arabim, ein ma-speakin bi-yodei lazis tshuva. You taught me that somebody who's choyti u-machti es-arabim, ein ma-speakin bi-yodei lazis tshuva. So I can't do tshuva. That's the Gemara. Ein ma-speakin bi-yodei lazis tshuva. Unbelievable. That he should, well, you're telling your Rebbe is telling you, come do tshuva. You're telling your Rebbe, I can't do tshuva because you told me I can't do tshuva. I'm telling you now, do tshuva. I'm telling you, do tshuva. You tell me, I told you I can't do tshuva. I'm telling you, you could. Come do tshuva. So you see how in Yiddish there's an expression, verstopped. You see how verstopped Gehaz he was. That he's quoting Elisha. Elisha's coming to bring him back, and he's quoting Elisha to say, I can't do tshuva because you taught me I can't do tshuva. Now we look at this. It sounds like the most foolish thing in the world to tell somebody. I'm telling you to do tshuva. You're telling me I told you can't do tshuva. But that's how blocked Elisha was from doing tshuva. Don't know what that blockage is, but that's what it says. Now, another fascinating thing here. Fascinating. Chazal come and they tell us what aveira did Gehazi have? So you all remember we spoke about that Gehazi kept the other people from coming to learn by his Rebbe. If you remember, Gehazi didn't let other Talmidim come to learn by Elisha. He stood outside. He made sure people didn't come. Listen to Gemara. The Gemara says there are three things. What did Gehazi do? He was a choyti u'machti asaram. What did he do? The Gemara says, number one, ikadamri tolo even sheyavas lechatas yirovim benevot. Listen to this. Gehazi, okay, created a tremendous magnet. Today they have electronic magnets that can move a plane. Okay, that are powerful enough to move a plane. So this is in the old days. Gehazi was very technologically advanced. And he was able to come up with this magnet and he hung it up high in the air. And it made that the Iglei Zohov, the gold calves of Yehovah ben Avot, went flying in the air. So it made people look and think that there was something to these Agolim. So basically, he assisted Yehovah ben Avot. Now that's a huge Avera. That's huge. To my Yehovah ben Avot, made the Iglei Zohov, Machshel Klal Yisrael. So Gehazi went and he made it into a better Avodah Zarah. He improved the effect. They have what they call Universal Studios. Universal Studios. I once took my son there to Universal Studios. I took Tzvi. Tzvi Mamish got a schuss to get there. It's unbelievable. I had a Siddur Kiddushin in California. But the Siddur Kiddushin was the same day that the Yeshiva Darchanan, this is the old days before it was here, they had a father and son breakfast. So my wife came to me, she told me, you can't go. Because I had to leave Sunday morning to be there, to be Masada Kedushin Sunday night. She said, you can't go. You can't leave your son. It's your son. You can't leave him. It's father and son breakfast. So I didn't have the heart to tell the Rebbe. I said, listen. Sorry, father and son breakfast, not going to slice it. I got to be Masada Kedushin. I can't do that. I said, I hear. So I'll tell you what, Everson, I'll take him with me. So we had a father and son trip to California. So he was Zoicha. The Everson got him in. So Beshtetzach, we asked Tzvi, what do you rather? I stay home, father and son breakfast, Dachinam, come with me to California. Didn't take very long. He made a Pesach Halacha very quickly. A Shnella cup. And he paskin that he's coming to California with me. So once we were there, we arrived in the morning. We had a couple hours. I said, I took him to Universal Studios. I make a trip out of it. We learned on the plane, and then we went on this little chaos. So over there, you see, they can make the biggest sheker look real, right? It's unbelievable. It's like a whole city. It's nothing. It's a piece of paper. It's mamish real. So Gehazi, that's what he did. He created a Universal Studios out of the Iglei Azov. He took the Iglei Azov of Yehovah ben Avot, and he made it into Universal Studios. It should look like there's something happening. Something real. That's a huge Aveira. That's an Aveira that had a magnitude on the whole generation. Huge. That's number one. Second, Yesh Oimrim. There's another mandam in the Gemara. Chokak Apumo. He put a shame on the Mefarish. You listen to this. He put a shame on the Mefarish into the mouth of the Egel Azov. And he made the Egel Azov say things. And the Egel Azov started saying, Anoichi Hashem. Could you imagine what he did? It's the worst. The worst Aveira. The biggest Rosh, you know, wouldn't want to do such a thing. V'ika d'amre. And some say, Docho Talmidim Mikame Rabboi. How do you put those three things together? And some say, he didn't let other Talmidim come to Shia. Rabboi said, how could you put this in one shas? Forget one page. How could you put this into one shas? The person calls me up for a shidduch. I say, you know, I think you should stay away from this boy. He's not such a great boy. What's wrong? Well, he worships Abba Dezara, and he goes around from city to city. He gets everybody to worship Abba Dezara. He goes around with these Abba Dezara lach, and he gets the whole world to worship Abba Dezara. I think you should stay away from the shidduch. There's another problem I have. Sometimes during morning city, he goes out in the middle of Seder and he gets a tea. These two things go into one sentence. Put into one sentence. It's a pashma rafisika. The Gemara makes it like that. Ikadamri there. Ikadamri. Ikadamri. This all goes together. One parsha. It's a rafisika. So I was here Shabbos morning with the Beis Medrash Bochim. We had a Suda together, Shabbos. So I told him over a pshat in Pali. I asked him a kasha in Pali. Pali already knew from day one, he knew everything was true. By Marcus Matam, by the Nochosh already. He said, the Yalkut Shimon, he says, they're going to soon have the stick swallow me up in my chair. And he saw right away. The Yalkut Shimon brings down that there were 60,000 troops guarding every doorway to the palace of Paray. Hundreds of thousands. The most secure place in the world. Okay? You hear what Chazal tells? 60,000 troops watching every door to the palace of Paray. And then, if you somehow penetrated that and you got in Paray's chamber, there were two lions right by the door, and if you somehow got in there, which obviously is not Lamaisa, they took care of you. They made an achila gas on you. So the likelihood of somebody from the outside ending up in Paris' room is a lot less likely than winning the Powerball. Okay? A lot less. Shalom, even with the Kabbalah. A lot less. And yet what happened? Moshe ends up in Pari. Not only he ends up in Pari's chamber, together with Aaron, and Chazal tell us the two lions were walking with them, kekelevet saladoinu. So Pari knew this is not a normal thing. And he right away said, who knows, they're going to have the stick swallow me up in my chair. He was the... So why didn't he give him... This is before Hashem gave him Chazak Lev. Afterwards, Hashem gave him Chazak Lev. This is Pari on his own. It's Pshan and Pari. Then you get to Makas Borod. Who stayed by Makas Borod? Hayorei Dvar Hashem. Who is Yorei? One in generation, Eve. Chazal tells, who's Yorei Dvar Hashem? Eve. You know who Eve was? Eve, Chazal, compared to Avram Avinu. Chazal compared Eve to Avram Avinu. The Sultan told Hashem, Leimotzosik Avdechok Eve. Better than Avram Avinu. So Eve was the one who took in the cattle. Who didn't put it in? Asher loisam liboy ledvar Hashem. Chazal says who Bilam. The biggest pikeach Bilam. Right? He didn't have enough brains to take his cattle in. At the very least, Moshe Rabbeinu at this time was a very good weather forecaster. Even if you don't believe in anything else. He was very good weather forecast. He was also very good forecasting anything. Even if you don't believe in nothing. I mean, today if they say there's a tornado watch, you know what happens. People go mishuga with the windows in the people buy food for the next who knows what. They bar up their windows with if they live in places near the water, they with sandbags. And why? Because maybe, who knows, maybe they'll be right. And that's the weather that's 90% wrong. And they're saying there's a 10% chance. So what percentage is happening? 90% they're wrong, and they're telling you 10%. That's more like the Powerball. And people are busy running and protecting. Why? Because people are machav of their money, and they're worried. They don't want to take a chance. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, frogs, lice, whatever Moshe says happens, whatever. Now he says there's going to come down thunder, it's going to come down lightning with fiery hail, and it's going to destroy everything. You got to take your stuff into the house. Hello? Even if somebody is nuts, they're going to do bring it in. Because I'll say, one in a generation. Everybody else didn't take it in. Bilam didn't take it in. What's going on? So I told the boys a simple pshat. We know the Balei Musa say when you don't have your Shemayim, but it's really much deeper than that. A person does not listen to what they don't want to hear. If you don't want to hear it, you don't hear it. If you don't want to buy into it, you're not going to buy into it. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. And if you want something, you will rationalize it against all the rules of logic. If you want something, it's Givaldic. And if you don't want something, when Chazal say that we worship Avodah Zarah, Yoidim Yisrael Shavodah Zarah Ein Bei Mamish, the Jewish people know that Avodah Zarah has nothing to it. They know. But they have a taiva for harayas, for gneiva. So they don't want to hear about the Rabbeinu Shalom. They know that Avodah Zarah is garbage. I'm not saying that. Chazal are telling us that. We know. We don't want to hear. We don't want to hear. I once had a guy came to me with a shidduch, a girl. Wanted me to meet the girl before. The problem is he brought the girl to me already after he made his mind up. He was fully decided. But he came to me, I'll sadin to bring her to me. Meanwhile, I met her and I saw something looked very off. So I told him if I were him, I would not go into it at this point. So he got a little nervous, but he was already fakoifed. And I went through exactly what my observation of the girl was, what I picked up when I met her. And then I told him, you know what, but I'm not going to rely on my observation. I'm going to do my own checking. And I checked. And I found out a lot of things. Among the things is that she was temperamental. She got angry in my office. You notice to get angry in a boy you're dating's or Shiva's office? She got angry in the office. It's pretty bad. She didn't even know. She got frustrated, and you could see on her face she was ready to break the windows. She didn't. She didn't break the windows. She was ready to break the windows. So she was nervous. She was temperamental. I saw a couple of other things. So I checked her out. And I checked her out, and I found out that what I saw was takazay, and it's worse than what I saw. So I told him that he should know not only is my observation, but I checked it out. Too late. I called his parents. That's how sure I was. That's a mistake. Told his parents. His parents tried. They sat down with him. Also, too. He wanted to be Mesadik Kiddushin. Can't be Mesadik Kiddushin. Can't be Mesadik Kiddushin. What I did do is, I was Mesadik the get. When he came to me years later, he wanted me to be involved in the get. That I did do. But I didn't want to be involved in Kiddushin. He had a mamish marriage. Like, you can't even believe what he had. Going on, calling the police on him every other night. Don't ask me. It was a war zone. Didn't work out. It was a war zone. But I couldn't talk to him. You know why? Because that was it. He didn't want to hear. Yoidim Yisrael Shein by Mamish. They know it's worthless. Doesn't make a difference. Paroi didn't want to buy in. He didn't want to buy in. So Seichel don't make a difference. You could talk to him from today till tomorrow. Don't make a difference. Bilam Arash doesn't want to buy in. Hayori Dvar Hashem, somebody who wanted to be enthused, wanted to be inspired, wanted to have a Roshim. Of course it was simple. It's Aleph Beis. You just have to open up your heart. That's why it says, Pen Yifta Levavchem V'Sartem V'Vatem Olim Acherim. Everybody asks, why does it say Levavchem? Yifta Levavchem. Taiva? Taiva V'Avodizola? V'Lois Esur Achrei Levavchem Zuminus. Zu Apikursus. So many ask, Apikursus is in your head. It's not in your heart. It's not true. It's what you want. It's not the logic. It's not the... The Gresta Apikursum are the Gresta Balei Taiva. And they don't want to have the authority of the Rabbanei Shulman the Torah. Because they don't want that. They're not ready to hear anything. They'll give you any explanation, whatever you want. You can throw out all the logic in the world. Make a difference. In the Mela, what protects the world against all this craziness? There's only one Eitzah. Barossi Eitzah Hara, Barossi Tehuta. Torah gives our heart, inspires our heart to be opened and Mela to be able to overcome the Eitzah Hara. Without the Torah, we're not ready to hear anything. Memela, Gehazi, not letting people learn Torah from his Rebbe, is on the same level as trying to get the whole world to be able to have a desire. Because it all goes hand in hand. Goes hand in hand. Because by doing that, he blocked the Talmidim, he blocked Klal Yisrael from being able to be inspired to want the right things. And the mail they could buy into the Egel Azov, and the mail they could buy into every Narishkeit in the Welt. But the Universal Studios only works if a guy's ready to buy into it. Otherwise, you know it's paper. Otherwise, you know it's nothing. And the mail, that's why, at least when we say Gehazi did, Yeshoimim, this was his impact on the world. The Yeshoimim, this was his impact in the world. The Yeshoimim, he was Deicha Talmidim. It's all one thing. It's all one thing. And that's the Yisoid. And Memela, once Gehazi got into that rut, Elisha couldn't get him back. His mind was shut down. And that's why he was able to tell his own Rebbe, Mimcha lamadati, that I can't do tshuva. I'm telling you, do tshuva. No, I know from you I can't. I'm telling you, you could. Brain dead. This is real brain dead. This is not what they call brain dead. This is an emissary brain. And that's the way it is. That's the Musa Haskell, though. And that's the Yisrael.